But just to end with one more Chassam Sofer, this is a little bit more al derech pnimius haTorah. And that is, it's again, the Gemara says, we blow shofar k'shen yoshvin, we blow shofar k'shen oimdem, and what's this whole idea? It's k'dei de la'arf mifsotam. So the Chassam Sofer is drushes, and in Teres Moshe, Parshas Nitzav, he talks a lot about this whole idea, and he says different inyonim of pnimius haTorah. But in one of his drushes, and this is in his drushes on Zach Elul, it's drush yud. So Toich Dvar, he quotes a medrash. The medrash says, Atem nitzavim ayoyim kulcham lefnei Hashem alekeichem. Zeh shomer apkosov, hafoich rishon ve'enon, ubeis sadikim yamoid. Kolz man shakodesh baruch hu behapich b'maseim shal rishon enon, ubeis sadikim yamoid. So on the pasuk, Atem nitzavim ayoyim kulchem, zeh shomer apkosov, hafoich rishon ve'enon, ubeis sadikim yamoid. So says the Chassam Sofer, what does this mean? So he says, the pshat is like this. He says, the pshat is, we know Chazal say that the Yidden, we blow shofar twice. G'shem oimdim, g'shem yoishvim. And the idea is, k'dei la'arve v'sasotan. So he says, I'll be megal to you a little bit what this means. He says, it's a gemara mesachtes brachas taf lamed beis. Gam eile sishkachno, v'anoichi lo yeshkochich. Says the gemara, Amr Knesset Yisrael, shem eloi sishkach li maisa egel, hamachune eile. Klai Yisrael turns to HaKadosh Baruch and Klai Yisrael is very worried. He says, HaKadosh Baruch, maybe you're never going to forget. Hashem, you don't forget anything? So you're not going to forget the maisa egel? Gam eile? What's eile? Eile eloi hecha Yisrael. That's what the Yidden said when they worshipped the Abel. Egel, Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, gam eile sishkach. No, I'm going to forget eile. You have nothing to worry about. So Amr Knesset Yisrael. So Knesset Yisrael said, Imkein, if that's the case, if you're going to forget eile, maybe you're going to forget Maimon Har Sinai. Maybe you're going to forget Nasev and Ishma. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, ve'onoichi lo yeshkachich. Gam eile, eile eloi hecha Yisrael, sishkach no. Ve'onoichi aber... Kabbalah Satayr lo yeshkachich. Sounds like a pshetel. Sounds like some Torah b'derech remes. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara mesech. This brachas daflamet this. Gam eile sishkach no. Hashem says, I'm going to forget eile lehechi Yisrael. Obe v'onoichi lo yeshkachich. I'm not going to forget onoichi Hashem alaykecha. So the Chassam Sofer said that this idea of eile and v'onoichi plays itself out. It plays itself out on Rosh Hashanah. He says, on Rosh Hashanah, the Satan is Mekatrig. And on Rosh Hashanah, the Satan comes and the Satan reminds of Kadosh Baruch Hu of Eile Eloi Hecha Yisrael, of the fact that the Yidden, they worship the Egel when they were in the Midbar. And he reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the fact that the Yidden are constantly worshiping the Egel. Everyone has their proverbial Egel that they're worshiping. The Gemara says that there's no Oynish that happens to any Yid that doesn't have in it a little bit of Chet HaEgel. The truth is, the Chet HaEgel is something that lives on. And the Satan is mekatrig, and he says, Eile Eloi Hecha Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Gam Eile Sishkachno, Obe V'onoichi Lo Yishkachech. I'm going to forget Eile, but I'm not going to forget is the V'onoichi. Says the Chassam, what does it mean, V'onoichi Lo Yishkachech? What's Maimon Har Sinai? Onoichi Hashem Aloikecho, Asher Etzai Sichem Eretz Mitzrayim. What's V'onoichi? So listen to what he says. He said, the Yidden were mekabel the Torah. They said Nasev and Ishma. Onoichi Hashem alekecha. But then what happened afterwards? Eile lehechi Yisrael. There was a chet ha'egel. But what happened after that? Vayomer Hashem solachti kidvarecha. And there was luchay shnius on Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, Klai Yisrael was mekabel Torah a second time. And that second time wasn't onoichi. It was the vi onoichi. It was some tzveitin ma. It was the second onoichi. So gam eile sishkachna. I'm going to forget the eile. If it's v'onoichi lo yeshkachich. If there's a v'onoichi, that's the koich of tshuva that a yid has. And that koich of tshuva is going to override. It's going to override the eile lehechi Yisrael. So the Chassam Sofer Kedarki B'Kodesh says, he says, we blow shofar once. The first time we blow shofar, that's onoichi Hashem alekecha. That's the first time. The problem is eile lehechi Yisrael. So you know what we do? We blow shofar again. And by blowing shofar again, that's the v'onoichi lo yeshkachech. And once you have the v'onoichi lo yeshkachech, that's how you ma'arvev the satan. The way we ma'arvev the satan is by going ahead and being mekabel Torah the second time. It's true, we worship the eagle, but at the same time, we have a koyach of not onoichi Hashem alaykecho, v'onoichi Hashem alaykecho. That's lucha shnius. And if the yid goes ahead and each tells his lucha shnius, that already throws, because now the satan's over. What's the satan's taina? His taina is eile lehecha Yisrael. That's true, but if as long as you're mekabel Torah afterwards, this ve'onoichi, then it's gamele, sishkachno. I'm willing to forget about the eile lehechi Yisrael. Ve'onoichi lo yeshkachich. As long as it comes along with the ve'onoichi. And then the Chassam Sofer says, I'm going to tell you a remez. I'm going to tell you a remez to what I said. Listen to this lashon. Ure'ei davar nifla asher chazisi. Ure'ei. Take a look. Ure'ei. Parashas Ure'ei, right? Ure'ei davar nifla asher chazisi. I'll tell you something unbelievable. The whole Chassam Sofer is a davar nifla from beginning to end. But this is the Chassam Sofer calls a davar nifla asher chazisi. The Rosh Tevis of the Pasuk. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. And we know that this Pasuk is referring to Rosh Hashanah, the Yemei Hadin, ki yidu b'sfarim hakdoshim. Se atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. He says, if you read the Rosh Tevis, it's Rosh Tevis, Anoichi, and Eila. Atem is Aleph. Nitzavim is Nun. Kulchem is Chav, Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Yud. That's Anoichi. Elokeichem is Aleph, Lifnei is Lamed, and He is Ayoy. That's Eila. Anoichi and Eila. He says, when a Yid is Mekabel Torah again, he's Ve'anoichi. You know what happens? The Eila Elokecha Yisrael is Nisarev. It's Nisarev together with the Ve'anoichi. And when it's Nisarev together with the Anoichi, it becomes bottle. To the Anoichi, on a deeper level. The Yid is made up of good and bad. The Anoichi of the Yid, the fact that you want to do the right thing, the fact that a Yid wants to learn, he wants to steig, he wants to be nizr in things he has to be nizr from. That's the Anoichi of the Anoichi. I know I made mistakes, but the Anoichi, I'm going to dust myself off and I'm going to be Mekabel Torah Nochamo. That's something that's Ma'ir Rachamim. But Mitzat Sheni, the Yid also has the Eila Lihecha Yisrael. We all have our proverbial Cheto Ego. What happens is, if the Yid is able to bounce back Vanoichi, then all the Eila Lihecha Yisrael is going to be Nisarev. It's going to be Nisarev in the Anoichi. And when it's Nisarev in the Anoichi, it's going to be bottled to the Anoichi. And the din of the Anoichi is going to become sweet. It's going to become sweet because it was just Nisarev together with the sweetness, with the dvash of the Anoichi. And that's the remez, Atem Nitzavim Ayoim Kulcham Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, which was referring to Rosh Hashanah. What gives us the kiyum, Atem Nitzavim Ayoim? How is a Yid able to stand through Rosh Hashanah? How are you going to be Zoyche B'din? You know you're going to be Zoyche B'din, you're going to blow Shofar once, and then you're going to blow Shofar a second time. And the second key of Shofar is going to be Ma'arviv the Satan. Because what's the key, second key of Shofar? The second key of Shofar is the Ve'anoichi. The Satan comes with a tain of Eila Lehecha Yisrael. It's true. Abe Ve'anoichi. The Ve'anoichi. Luchashnias. I want to do better. And when I want to do better, now I tap into a new Kabbalah Satorah. And that's the remez of the second key of Shofar. The first key of Shofar says the whole key of Shofar is symbolic of Maimon Har Sinai. Right? The two horns of the ram of Yitzchak. One is the Tkiyah Shofar. It's all associated to it. But the point is that the Yid says that I want to do better. Now he has the Vanoichi. When he has the Vanoichi, now the Eile is Nisarvev, Iarvev Satan. It becomes a Taruvois together with the Vanoichi. And then you're out. And that's the point. That's the idea of being Ma'arviv the Satan. The way we're being Ma'arviv the Satan is by going ahead. And he says, that's the Chazal. When Chazal said, Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim, Zehu She'omer HaKosav, Afoich Rishon Ve'enam, Ubeis Tzadikim Yamoid. He says, the Tzadik, he comes with his Taino. His Anoichi, he's the Tzadik. What's the Rasha? The Rasha is Eila Lehecha Yisrael. In Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim, this is Divrei Nevi'is. Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim is Hafoich Rishon Ve'enam. The Eila Lehecha Yisrael, that's Hafoich Rishon. That's backwards. Where's the Eila? It's the pasuk. It's the word Elokeichem, Lifnei and Hashem. Abrevit, Beis Sadikim Yamoid. Because the Anoichi in the pasuk, that's Keseder. It's Atem, it's Nitzavim, it's Kulchem, it's Yudkei Vavkei. The Rosh's pasuk, the Eila Lehecha Yisrael, that's written backwards. But the Tzadik's pasuk Vanoichi, that's written forwards. That's what's Merum is an Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim. So it's a little bit of the Tiefkeit of being Ma'arv of the Sabbath. But here's the point. What's the takeaway? It's Moiridig. The Chassam Sofer is telling us, Re'ei Mashech Hazisi. I mean, this is Mamish. We're being Zoich. We're privy to a little Ruach HaKodesh here. But he says it clearly. Re'ei Mashech Hazisi. That's what he means. But the point is that, Sikha the Pashim Shah. But the point is, what's the Vart? The Vart is how we Ma'arv of the Satan when we blow Shofar. The Satan's Makachik, and then we blow Shofar again. That's how we fife on the Satan. That's the point. The point that he's saying is, it's the Vit Anoichi. That's the Koyach that the Yid has against the Satan. Anoichi, yeah, Eilel Yachi Yisrael. Doesn't always work out that way. But when you can bounce back, when you can dust yourself off, and you can blow Shofar again, and I understand that, Eilel Yachi Yisrael, but I'm coming again, That's when the sutton starts getting tamished. Now you threw the sutton off. I thought I had you. You're down. You are even avoid the zara. You stand no chance. Aluva kalosh, azinsa, bechupasa, right? That was the state of Klai Yisrael. But a few months later, nacham alucha shmiyas, ferotzisa banu, they're sitting in sukkahs, ashana rabba, shmini atzeres, vayer, vayvayke yoymechad, ravid, the ravin. But that's the koyach of the yid, and that's how you knock out the sun. The sun comes, Eloliach Yisrael, he puts you there. You know how you do? You just blow shofar again. You're right, maskim, 100%. But guess what? I could take out the same shofar, Kenneth blues and nachamul, and when you do that, you're married, because now the sun has no taina. What's he going to do? You just makabel teira again, devil anoichi, that's what throws him off. That's the side of blowing shofar a second time to be ma'arv of the sun.